Okay, so tell me again about the hash bar.
Okay, what you want to know?
Hash is legal there, right?
That's legal, but it ain't 100% legal. I mean, you just can't walk into a restaurant, roll the joint, and start puffing away. I mean, they want you to smoke in your home or certain designated places.
And those are hash bars.
Yeah, it breaks down like this, okay. It's legal to buy it, it's legal to own it, and if you're the proprietor of a hash bar, it's legal to sell it. It's legal to carry it, but that doesn't matter, because get a load of this, all right? If you get stopped by a cop in Amsterdam, it's illegal for them to search you. I mean, that's the right that cops in Amsterdam don't have.
Oh, man, I'm going. That's all there is to it. I'm fucking going.
No, baby, you dig it the most.
Hold it now!
Looking good!
Luke's got a shaved head right now.
Sunday night.
Luke's, that's decent, man.
I don't like it because
I can just shave it. I have a fucking thing to shave it.
It's not. My hair's not thick enough to make it look cool.
Oh.
It's too fine and like thin, and you can see my skull through it too much.
See, like you, I don't know, you made a point of telling me I didn't even notice. Like, I get you're in between like a couple of inches of hair all the time. Like it's never. You never have like a long hairstyle and or a short hairstyle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
I had a Gungam style.
You want to start over?
Boo.
Which good. Okay.
There's been so many echo episodes where we said that. It's so funny.
It's normally me saying it.
I know.
You got anything good to start off with or I got a couple?
No. You could. Oh, great. Now it's going to get hot in here. You mother...
Well, I know, but I
do. What the fuck?
You remember that Coors Light commercial? It was like a guy singing. He had like a Kid Rock voice. And he's like, I like football and people scoring touchdowns and the Twins. You remember that?
No, it was probably on during sporting events and football games.
For some reason, I've been on there for like 3 days now. Like, and the Twins. It's in Scary Movie 3. They like even reference it.
You don't I don't think I ever saw it. I don't see a lot of commercials.
That should be like the opening of the show is like the Coors Light and the Twins. People, but everybody, because everybody listens, like they have like listening parties in Buffalo now.
Anybody yeah, listens, Dave Wall. Super fan.
Anybody listens, like, just should know the fucking, that reference, so.
I don't know.
Hopefully.
Is it
like
old or is it new?
It's like, I'd say 2002. So oh, okay. Would you consider that old or new?
That's old. That's fucking 10 years old.
Yeah. But yeah.
So any listeners that are in their early 20s were like 10.
It was still like a big deal. You can look it up on like YouTube. Look up Coors Light, the Twins commercial, and you'll see what we're talking about. Or here in the intro if we play it. But so I'm at the, I had a really awkward day today. Not awkward in terms of like I shit my pants or anything like that. That would have been a normal day. But like, I went down to the draft with Michael and watch a game. And like halfway through, I'm like, dude, can I borrow your truck? Because I had to take a shit. And I go in the bathroom. And there's only one. This is what I hate about bars. In the men's room, there's one stall to take a shit. Okay?
Yeah.
At the draft. And it's a garbage-ass stall, too, by the way. Like, it's broken and everything. And there's some guy. He's like, He's like pontificating about what he's gonna do. Like I'm just like standing there, like next to the stall. Like nobody's taking a piss, and the urinals lining up next to the stall. And he's just like he's like kind of pacing like this. Like, and I hear like, he's puking. This is 10:30 in the morning.
Scott Murphy?
He's already puking. And I'm like, I'm not gonna want to shit in there anyways. If this guy just puked, you know. So I'm like, Mike, let me grab your truck real quick because he gets there so early to the draft to get his spot. That like he has the first spot. So I take a cone and I put it down and I run home and go to the bathroom. Run back and then I'm like, go to do my laundry. And someone back there has 700 loads of laundry, like ready to go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, there's 6 apartments in this whole place.
They should have some kind of fucking limit.
Yeah, like every time I go back there, I'm not allowed to do laundry. Like it just doesn't exist. There's no way for me to do laundry. I'm telling you, honestly, there's six apartments, right?
Something like that, yeah.
And I've never gone back there without somebody else doing laundry or having their shit in there.
So I'm lucky I never have that.
Fuck it. So I borrow Cheese's vehicle, and I run down to the laundromat, come back, grab, like, dryer sheets. And I'm like, all right, I'll get her car washed because she always lets me use her car. Mm-hmm. So I'll take her car to the car wash, which is right next to the laundromat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's a long line. So I'm like, okay, fuck it. I'll walk down to 7-Eleven, use the ATM, get a fucking Mike's Hard Lemonade, mm-hmm. call my dad, and walk back. All right, so all that happens. And I come back, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, fuck, that car's not going to be done anytime soon. So I go back across the street to the laundromat, which is technically crossing two streets. It's two sides of Chandler and the bus.
Is that one shitty right there? That laundromat?
That's the laundromat I always go to, the one right here.
I mean the car wash.
No, that's all right. I've
never gone to one.
I mean, it was... I'll get into it.
All right.
So I go back to the laundromat. I'm watching, like, the football game. And it was, like, the fucking 49ers and the Saints, or Patrick was a Saint, I ain't. And, thank you.
You gotta do that.
So,
that's part of it.
So, I fold up all the laundry and I take it back. Now I'm sitting there and I'm just sitting outside the car wash waiting, you know?
With your laundry?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're walking down the street?
Because I had, down the street is, it's weird. It's like right across the street. But it's also, like, there's a bus stop. Yeah, it's a whole...
You gotta walk through a fucking busy intersection
with your laundry. Yeah. But I'm like, okay, do I just leave the laundry here, go get the car and come back? Or I just take the laundry with me and then just leave?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what would you have done?
I know who the dude is that runs it, so I would have been like, I'll be right back to get this. And then I would have went and got the car and then went back and picked it up.
I'm just saying, also, if you guys don't know, listeners, but if you were to go to get the car and then the laundry, like, you have to go... opposite way, get into the parking lot,
yeah,
go get your shit, and then try to get out and make a left when, like, you really can only make a right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it just would have been a pain in the ass. So
and that light is fucking so yes. long.
Yes, and I'm just like, okay, you know what? Screw this. I'll just grab the laundry and walk it across the street.
Walk it.
And so I do, and I'm sitting there, and now I realize the difference between Delta Sonic and, like, the Mexican car wash. They had... 90 fucking cars are at this place. All right.
Holy shit.
And they don't, it was $9.05 for an all interior clean, wax, wash, tire scrub.
Wow, really?
$9.05.
Why 5 cents?
Tax or some bullshit. But so Delta Sonic charges what, like $14 for, like, a wash? And you can come back in like 10 days and get another one. But all I'm saying is, these guys, if you see these assholes clean the car out, number one, they take your car and they vacuum the entire interior. Most of the time when you go to these places back in Buffalo, you have to sit in the car as they do it. So they're not cleaning anything inside.
Yeah.
So you sit in the car as they do it, and it costs you more than what these guys. These guys, they clean the whole inside, spray bullshit in there. All right, then they take it through the whole fucking thing. They clean it out. Then, like, a random Mexican dude who doesn't speak any English... takes the car into the parking lot and now, like, cleans the inside, armorals everything, does all the windows with, he does all the Windex inside, all every window,
yeah,
armorals everything. And, like, if you're in a hurry, you're kind of like, come on, dude, you know, hurry it up, like, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, you're like, oh, he's doing a good job, so you're going to give him an extra $3 tip, you know?
Yeah.
Then they hit, like, the white walls, you know, with the tire brush and all this bullshit.
This is a one day, they only have this on Sundays? This is, like, a special?
No, they do it every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, I think I paid $12 for the deluxe, which was extra tire treatment.
Yeah.
And the what was included in the deluxe? The wax of everything.
Yeah.
To get rid of, like, the bullshitty scratches and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay.
Bullshitty scratches.
So, and I'm sitting there. Okay, so if you guys can picture this, I'm outside of this laundromat. Or not laundromat, the car wash. And so there's a huge bench outside where six Mexicans are cleaning cars out, and I set my laundry down. I'm like, man, I gotta take a piss. So you go inside, and it's like a huge long thing, like the breezeway in the high school, and you can see your car getting cleaned as
yeah.
you walk down.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
And then you walk in, you know, you rock a piss or whatever, or buy nacho chips or whatever the hell you're gonna do, and You come back on, it's still not done. Like, the minute you leave the car until you see it pull out is like 25 minutes. But the other guy who now is going to clean everything inside and out is going to take another 35 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So even if you see it coming out, like, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be there. So, okay. So I was, like, talking to somebody next to me. Like, they're having cigarettes. Like, these two old Russian ladies want nothing to do with me. And I'm sitting there like, okay, well, maybe it's coming soon. So this lady fucking comes out. This is no joke. She comes out. She looks like a high school math teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's got to be 57, you know, like a green blazer on with like a white blouse, you know?
Yeah.
And she walks out. Where's my phone? I wrote down the dialogue of what she said because it made me laugh so goddamn much. She was like perplexed the whole time, right? And she walks out and goes, she looks inside the car, she goes, come on, fuckers! Jesus Christ, again? And she walks back inside. I'm like,
holy shit. I'm like, was it Alita?
And she goes, come on, fuckers.
Holy shit.
And I'm like, that lady just did that? So I see her walk inside, like, pissed off and slams the fucking door to go back inside.
And was this a white lady?
Yeah, oh, yeah. And so then the really creepy Mexican lady looks like she has, like, fake teeth, comes out. And she's like, oh. She looks in there. She looks around, like, looking for, like, the boss or whatever. And, like, 2 minutes later, the fucking white lady drives her car out of the car wash and just into Woodset. She went into the car wash to get her car.
Holy shit, where, like, the water is?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
She went in there to get her car and just, like, went, and just pulled. She goes, you fuckers doing it again. I'm like, wow, this lady is not.
What the fuck?
She goes,
that's insane.
Come on, wet? Come on, fuckers, let's go. Jesus! That's how she said it. She called them fuckers.
What the fuck is that about? They probably didn't know what she was saying anyways.
She called these Mexican guys fuckers because they weren't getting her car washed for $9, the right, like, in her timely fashion.
Oh, my God. I believe it. She probably went right to Pins after that and gave them a fucking hard time.
Fucking yeah, asshole. She fucking, like, she went into the car wash and just peeled out. All this water and all this soap and shit's all on her car.
Yeah.
And I heard her say, like, a fucking another time this happened again. And, like, just took off.
How did she even, like, get in there? Isn't there water spray and shit?
I think the lady let her in there.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Probably hoping she got killed.
Yeah. And she obviously pulled out in a BMW fucking SUV.
Oh,
you know,
God.
Like, yeah. What do you expect?
Oh, shithead.
And so she peeled just. I'm like, okay, well, hopefully that lady dies tomorrow. But then after we went up to bowling and, like, I'm just out of it, cooked you chicken.
Yeah. Thanks, honey.
I was going to take a shower, but again, you cock-blocked me in the shower. And then go up to bowling and, like, I'm like, oh, well, how much time we got there? She's like, 10 minutes. Like, all right, I'm going to take a nap. And then that was, like, the worst idea ever because I seriously, like, passed out in her car.
Yeah.
And then I had to go bowling, and it was like I shot 150s every game. It was miserable. It wasn't even fun. I had, like, a Red Bull to try to wake myself up. No. It sucked.
Didn't you sleep in? Oh, you didn't sleep in today? I thought you were up.
No, I went to sleep. Okay, you left at like 2:35 yesterday to go get, what's her name?
Oh, yeah.
And I was talking with you, and then I was up for a little bit, and then I was staying on the couch. I'm like, fuck, I don't want to be up when he comes home. So I'm like, all right, fuck it, I'll go in the bedroom. So it's probably 3:30. I woke up, and then I get a text like 9:15 to Mike at the draft, like, hey, let's party. So I walked down the draft.
9:15. Fucking guys.
Walked down there, so I only had like 5 hours of sleep.
Why did you just tell him no? Tell him you're going to watch
the football game. Well, I actually kind of want to watch the football game. That's why. Yeah. But, like, and okay, so he's like, well, what do you want to get to eat? Like, he's texting me as I'm like, I didn't get there until like 11 o'clock because I'm like, I'll be there, man. But, like, I went back to sleep.
Why were you up so late last night? I didn't even think of that.
Because talking to you about doing a threesome.
No, but you were already up. Were you in the house or were you just getting home from something?
I was in the house. We were watching TV and then. Cheese went to sleep, and then I was up.
I didn't even realize that. I thought maybe you just got home, too, because I thought you
had a jacket on. No. I was home, and then, like, I was in the room, and then I heard you, and I came out to see what was going on.
Oh, okay.
Like, I just was interested to hear about the situation.
Yeah.
And the situation was.
It's a hard, hard situation. The fucking chick was, oh, my God, she was a doll, the other girl. But she just went home. She, like, took off.
Well, explain, like.
I went back and a couple episodes ago, the one that was driving me nuts, Veronica, well, played my dick like a harmonica. She was kind of stalking me.
Guys, so last night, like 2:30, Lucas shit.
Well, I'm going to build up to that. I got to tell him who it is. first.
All right. Well, I'm saying like before. From my situation, I'm sitting here talking about Flight, and we're bitching about it because I haven't seen it yet. And he's telling me like, well, I'm like, well, that sounds really great. And he's like, yeah, but the ending sucks. Okay. And so you're like, oh, I maybe can get this threesome. Like you get into that as we're having the conversation.
Yeah.
And it's like 2:40 as Luke is like I'm waiting scourging for around the apartment to find fucking booze.
Yeah.
Because like, he wants to drink.
Like a fucking junkie.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Which we'll get into later because that's another good talk.
Yeah. Point, fuck.
Which is fine. But okay, so let's get into the Veronica.
It wasn't that. It was not special. But this is a chick that I stopped talking to and said it was driving me nuts. She wouldn't fucking leave me alone and all this stuff. She didn't know she was good in bed. It was a whole. In fact,
how was it though? By the way,
I'll get into it.
All right, good.
I think episode 50 or 51. There's a picture of her.
53.
From the neck down. Is it 53? If you scroll through the episodes on the web on the page, but I mean she's got a fucking nice body, but her fucking face. I mean she looks like a Muppet or something. She's fucking crazy looking. Like, she looks like a fucking mongoloid. But
Sherman.
That chick's sexy. But I go to pick her up and she's like super fucking drunk and can barely even push the buttons on her phone. She's like, oh, I'm drunk. I only got one of sex. Like, I'm on the way back to the valley from Thousand Oaks, which is far. She goes, now with my friend, she's really drunk. And if you come pick me up and then give her a ride home, and she's not that far away. So I'm thinking, oh, I wonder if I can get both of these chicks to come over because she's drunk. And she tells me how she parties with other girls all the time. Like, she was just telling me some stories. She's like, and last week, she's like really like Mexican. She's like, me and four girls got naked in the hot tub, and then we all took a shower together. I was like, fuck. And her friends are fucking hot, too, man.
Hmm.
She's just, like, a super friend. Like, she can just, like, make friends with anybody, like, anywhere she goes. She's just, like, the happiest fucking chick, like, ever. Like, she's just a social fucking broad, you know?
Yeah, you hate this girl.
I don't hate her. I can't.
You did.
I did. She was annoying the shit out of me. I never hated her guts like she's a fucking asshole. She just got on my nerves. By, like, not really any fault of her own, just the way she is. But
you hate her.
She's a fucking... I don't think she's all there. I think she's, like, sweetly retarded.
You think she's got a Sherman thing?
Yeah. Another person in my life. I just surrounded by fucking weirdos at all times. But,
No, you're surrounded by people who are, like, maybe could be classified retarded.
Yeah, well, they're weirdos. They're not normal fucking people.
Well, weirdos
are, like...
It's
not normal, Henry!
Weirdos are like Stryker, but he's not a retard.
Yeah, he's weird too. But then, what, fucking Sherman's not weird? Anyone that...
No, but Sherman could be technically retarded, I think.
Yeah, but that still makes him a weirdo, and we don't know if he is or not. So if he's not...
Have you ever met a retard who's not a weirdo?
He's not retarded.
He might be.
He's got some kind of weird fucking... Something's going on, but I don't know if you classify it as retarded. I come calling it weirdo for short.
I get it, but I think...
Snake charmer.
I think Sherman's retarded.
All right, well, whatever. The fucking point is, you know, this is just...
Is this girl retarded?
I don't know.
She just... She's sweetly innocent.
Yeah, she's just...
And if they're innocently
She's a simple
dumb.
Chick. She's okay. Just simple, yeah.
Thank you.
But, yeah, so no three-way, but, I fucked shit out of her. God, it's fucking great. God, she's got great fucking tits, man. God, her tits are fucking awesome.
Is her body, like, pretty rocking?
Yeah, she's in pretty good shape. She's got a nice ass. She's got great fucking pussy.
You fucked her doggy style?
Yeah, I did. Fucked her. I fucked her 3 times.
Hmm. You drop a load?
Yeah, on her, yeah.
On her or in your mouth?
No, just on her. Just on her tits. Aiming at her tits, Eddie.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah. It's gotten so bad that I deleted all my online dating shit. I've gone through my old phone looking for numbers of previous chicks that I was talking to and stopped. My phone that I, like, got rid of almost a year ago. And I still have some old numbers in there that I forgot about. And I was hit up, and there was, like, 3 chicks in there that I was like, oh, I haven't talked to this chick. There were ones that I was kind of talking to, and just for whatever reason, it fizzled. 2 of them, because they lived pretty fucking far. I'm like, I can't date a chick that lives, like, 20 fucking miles away, you know? And all of them had boyfriends. I'm like, oh, there goes that idea. So that's how bad I'm scraping the fucking bottom of the barrel right now. I'm just getting my ass. If I had fucking money to go out, I'd
be... I always liked this Veronica girl for some reason, but...
I don't dislike her. I just don't... She's just a fucking handful, and she's just strange, and she's too clingy. And she won't stop calling me babe, no matter how many times I tell her I don't want to be called babe. Call me baby, call me anything. Don't call me fucking babe. I hate, hey, babe, hey, what are you doing, babe? Fuck you. Don't Dennis Miller me. I'm like fucking Jay Moore's Dennis Miller's making me. I was listening, I'm halfway through that one with Jay Larson.
Right.
He keeps doing fucking...
Isn't Ryan Sickler way better than Jay Larson?
I can't remember. I haven't heard that one so long ago. I think, like, in generally I can say yeah, but,
You told me to remind you about T-Bone as the fart collector.
Oh yeah. Okay. I got two things about farts that I can knock out quick.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Another one too.
I remember there was this party. I forgot where it was. We were all probably like around 20. Rusty will be able to fucking text me after he hears the episode.
Rusty still listen?
Oh yeah. He'll give me the exact fucking time, date, who was there.
He's not on the air.
He has a fucking cool, creepy like robot memory. Like he can remember every fucking detail. It's insane. So he probably knows all the details of this. But we were at someone's party, and there's always like the bro game where like the first guy that passes out and pass out, you fuck with him, like you do the shit to him.
Okay.
So T-Bone was fucking passed. I don't know if he was totally like drunk, but he was fucking out.
He's probably on drugs.
No.
He's a drunk. He might have
literally just been like, no, wait, fucking talking about him. He's a drunk. Where would you get that info
T-Bone?
From?
T-Bone?
How was he a drug addict?
No, he wasn't a drug addict, but he's like an acid mushroom kind of guy, smoking weed.
When he was like a teenager, he was. This is like after, this is when he was just drinking.
You just said 20s.
Yeah, like our early 20s. I'm talking like 16, 17, he did that shit. He wasn't like a, he wasn't hardcore like those other dudes.
All right.
But, so we were like kind of smacking him in the face and shit. We're like, T-Bone, we're like fucking with him, and he was fucking out. So I don't know how it started, but someone got the idea that anyone that farts, sorry T-Bone if you listen to this, but we would put our ass right in his face and fart, and then he became the fart collector. So for the rest of the night, someone's like, I got a fart, and they would run over and stick the ass in his face and just fart right in his face.
But, okay, you did it just for fun, like you didn't film it, or?
No, I don't know, we didn't have fucking, it was like in the 90s and shit, we didn't have phones.
Okay, I remember like a party at Mike Kowalski's house. Where, like, Eric Reinheimer was, like, passed out, and we all, like, wrote on his face, and it's all, like, on film, like, him puking, and then us, like, kicking him in the stomach.
Well, we didn't have a camera. All
right.
But, yeah. That's fucking good. The other one is about...
Sir, Eric Reinheimer.
Who the fuck's that? I haven't heard of him. Is he from Lancaster?
No, it's from Mike. He's from Dubuque.
I haven't heard of him.
He's a little fart.
Tell him I hate him.
A little fart. Oh, he sucked. Well, his dad was named Mel. He had a huge fucking toupee.
Yeah.
All right, remember I told you this guy's name the other day, Perry Taglianti?
Perry Taglianti!
I guess supposedly he knew, like, Eric Reinheimer, and he was going on vacation one time, like, in, like, 8th or 9th grade. And someone left these messages on his phone that they're like, your fucking dog took a shit on my lawn, I want to kill you, you piece of shit. And they thought it was me, and I'm like, why would you think that's me? I've never called you or... left a bad message. I'm like, no, I didn't do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think throughout high school, this kid thought it was me the whole time. Whereas this Perry Taglenti kid who actually left it. And he told me this, like, in 11th grade. I'm like, dude, he told me that he left the message. Stop treating me like shit. You know? Like,
what a stupid thing.
Yeah, it was.
That's silly.
I'm just like, you know, fuck you, man. Like, I don't want to be known as the guy who calls and talks about dog shit on people's lawns. And,
yeah. No one wants to be thought of as such.
Things of that nature in your other fart episode?
It's a lowly position. I don't. You and Cheese, like, fart in front of each other, right?
No.
Oh, really? I don't know if, like, I don't know if it matters if you have a steady girlfriend so much, but if you're just, like, sleeping with random, like, fatties.
It depends on the person. Because here's my thing. I have to fart all the time, and even though I've been with Cheese for over a year, I'll come out here and, like, fart on the couch or go in the bathroom. Like, I won't do it, like, I'll try not to do it in front of her.
Yeah.
Okay, look, I know, like, you think I'm a big scumbag of a guy, but I'll burp in front of her, but not fart. Is that weird?
No.
Would you burp in front of a chick? Not like a, like, say, the alphabet kind of burp, but, like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a, you know, like.
Master. Some,
like, a, like you got the gags kind of burp, but, like. I'm saying, like, I'll come out here, like, drop a little fart, walk around. You know what about farts? Can I let the listeners know? Luke does this thing we call checking the arcade, where when we're working at Penn's on Saturday mornings, and he has to go, like, take a farty shit. Not even a shit, just a shitty fart.
Mm.
Okay. He'll walk. He'll be like, I got to check the arcade. He'll walk towards our arcade area, fart, and then walk back, but he walks right back through it. Where I told him you should just do a circle around the actual arcade, so you don't walk back through your own fart.
I'm sorry to meet your strategic fucking rules.
What, wouldn't you? Would you? Do you really want to walk back through your fart?
Or it's
would
mine. You I don't give a shit. What the fuck came out of me?
You're gonna stink.
Your own farts never fucking bother you.
My own farts bother me. Believe me. I got rid of an entire bar of people to Springbok with one of my farts.
They're not all like that. In general, no one.
No, no. In general, they're okay. I could drop them behind the desk, but just to be nice, I'll go like over by the air hockey tables and then walk back.
Yeah.
You know.
But if
you, I mean, you go like 10 feet away from the desk, you like take like, put your head in on the side, and you're like, oh, okay. And then you walk back, but you walk right back through your own shit. Is all I'm saying.
It doesn't bother me. It's fine.
Okay.
Don't bother me.
So, oh, success. Call on a phone. Guy up on the roof.
That fucking phone would suck. That song would suck in my head so bad.
That should be song of the week.
like if when you sleep by yourself, you just fart and you don't think about it. Because it just you know, you don't even think twice. It just happens. But like when someone's in there that you don't want to fart in front of them, you don't realize how much you actually just fart naturally, and now you got to hold it in, and you're not used to it. So when you fucking start falling asleep and losing those faculties, you fart in your sleep, and then you wake up, and you're like, I had one today, I even texted you.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
do you purposefully not...
Yeah, I hold it in, I'm not going to fart in the fucking bed next
to
her.
I don't know that, like, I fart that... Like, I normally fart, like, in, like, cognizant in the morning. I'll drop a couple good ones.
Good morning! Yeah.
Like, what you're saying...
Yeah, but this is...
You're
talking
saying
about
throughout
at night,
the night,
while,
throughout
yeah,
the
while
night
you're
just dropping.
Yeah. I mean, not like a ton, but, like, if you have to, you just can if you're by yourself. If someone's there, you can't. And then now you got to fucking, like, hold it in, and it just keeps coming back. It just keeps... It comes and knocks at the door, which is your asshole. And it's like, oh, okay, I'll come back in a couple minutes. And it just keeps coming.
Your asshole lips.
And sooner or later, you fucking...
I thought we had a conversation where, like, you used to come out here and do the exact same thing. Like,
no, I have, but, like... If it's the middle of the night or something, I'm talking about ones that sneak out. Just like the last week when the slob was over, she was farting all fucking night. It was horrendous.
Well, that's a chick. I'm talking about you.
Yeah, well, either way, but there's no like. You
She's
both
not gonna
know what
like,
happened.
Walk out and like take a fart break.
I know, but I'm just saying it sucks. And it's when it happens, and you both know what happens. There's nothing more fucking awkward in America. You're just like, oh my god, and no one talks about it. It's just like,
I'm saying
oh.
if you like, all right, if you're really banging a chick, all right,
yeah.
And like you got. Butt cheeks open, spitting in her asshole, fingering it, whatever it is. Not saying that ever happened, but let's say that it is. Like, if you're, like, fucking, and, like, you hear, like, a fart noise, is that a queef or a fart? Like,
that's different, though. It's
no, but I'm asking you. What if you found out that, like, all those times you thought they were queefs, they were farts?
Whatever, it's a fucking, it's a
what
war zone.
There's no such thing as queefs. It was all farts.
No,
it's like
there is.
Farting the whole time.
It's totally different. When you're fucking like what's her name? Jutit used to queef like crazy when I fucked her doggy stuff.
Really?
Yeah, we couldn't fuck like that anymore because it was just air would come out. There wasn't a fart.
That's hot though.
No, it's shut the fuck up. It's
no, because you know that your cock is that big that like you're.
Oh, you're so fucking weird. How would you even go down?
I'm weird.
Road?
I'm weird. You like
where would you get
piss
that
on
from?
Your cock.
That's a whole different context and subject we're talking about. You would think that that's the association you make that the air coming out meant your cock was so big that it was. What the fuck is? Oh my
because
God,
it's
I don't know
so
how you get
tight,
that
it's so airtight. Her pussy is so airtight in your cock.
But it's like a farty fart noise. That's not fucking sexy.
It's not sexy, but at the same time, you're like, I'm making her do this.
No,
like,
I don't. Maybe that works for you. I don't.
But
I
you
don't
you let
it.
You let girl.
I know that,
piss
but that's
you.
A
di-
okay. That's a
that's,
different. That's a totally different though. That's not what we're talking about.
How is?
Because it's in a context. It's a fetish that I enjoy. This is.
I don't like girls to fart and or queef. I don't. Like it's not something
but you're
I look
that
up. I don't look. But I'm saying if it happens, I'm okay. But I don't intentionally like search out for a girl to do that.
Oh, it sounded like
you search out. Like I'm saying you search out for a girl to pee on you.
Yeah. So,
but like I don't want a girl to fart and or queef.
But you said you don't want her to. But then deep down, like you get a satisfaction out of it.
But I giggle about it inside when it happens. Like it's kind of funny, huh? Like it makes me like laugh. Is that?
No, but the thing about
I'm not I'm, no.
It's going back to it always goes back to penis length.
Okay,
it's like a Freudian thing that you got.
Yeah, it is, and you know what
that's all I'm saying
again. There's got to be a point where I just got to be fine with it and just like let it go.
Yeah,
you know, but like I'm getting like chafe marks now on my tip.
Yeah,
because I Shauna is so like shallow.
Really,
in her V. Yes.
That's how I was with Cam too a lot. Cause
it's like I gotta get to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm okay. No, I'm not okay, Jawa. No,
you're not all right.
But I'm saying like I don't know, man. We were talking about this the other day at work. with the pee thing. So, like, you'll get a towel out, and you'll lay it on there, but you've already had this conversation with the girl that it's going to happen. That they're going to pee on your cock.
Yeah, it's all pretty
It's just your cock?
Yeah, my cock and balls. But it has to be nervous pee. It can't be like a fucking... Like I said, we talked about this.
No, we talked about you like liking girls peeing and you fucking them thereafter. But I'm saying is like a girl will just like squat over you, pee a little bit, and then fuck.
Yeah.
There's no like sanitary thing about that bothers you?
No, why the fuck would it pee? You can fucking drink. Remember growing up, pee was like the most dangerous thing. Now it's just like you could. It's like good for you to drink your own piss. Like what happened to the danger?
No. Who the fuck says it's good for you to drink your own piss?
You know, it's just fucking Survivor shows. They all say you can drink your own piss and
you
live.
You can't. It's technically sanitary, but for like a minute.
When we were growing up, it wasn't technically sanitary. If you even got it on you, it was like, get the piss off you. You're gonna get fucking AIDS.
I piss on myself all the time. I'm not worried about that. I'm just saying like, I don't normally have other. Do you ever do like a shower thing? Like you take a shower and you pee on each other?
No. What's the point of that? All the other water. I'm gonna feel.
Have you ever taken a shower with a chick and like peed on her?
No, I don't get into. I don't want to pee on them. I need to pee on me. I don't get anything out of.
But it's like all right, pubes down, pubes to mid thigh.
On me?
Yes.
No, right on fucking ground zero, man. Hit the fucking dick and balls with that fucking thing.
Oh no. Okay, but I'm saying you don't want your chest.
No.
If a girl's like,
that's just fucking creepy. That's disgusting.
That's what I'm saying.
What am I, a fucking scumbag? I'm a gentleman. I get pissed on my cock.
They have the pee. I don't know, man.
I know. It's weird.
No, it's okay.
No, it's not. It's strange. It's almost kind of deviant.
Yeah.
I've always had a weird thing with chicks peeing. I don't know why. It's always turned me on.
But again, there's so much porn that's related to that it's almost okay. I watch it
once in a while, but they never do it right in the porn. It's too fucking... There's
I'm seeing like even Hustler, like every Hustler porn I watched was like they had a pee and then they fucked.
Yeah, and that was great. And the magazine, that was the first magazine to ever show the girls pee too.
Newspaper
Hustler was the first one. Wasn't they the first ones to actually show the cock inside? Because for years and years, it was the dick would be like 1 inch from actually going in, and then both be making the like, oh, we're fucking face, but the dick wasn't in. And then all of a sudden, finally, like right around 2000, they were actually allowed to show insertion in the page, which they never could.
Actually, you know who had the Hustler pornos, and I know about this. Oh, hey, Brandon, it's Tony's dad, and he's got some Hustler pornos. You should watch it. Tony's dad. Not even Tony's dad. Tony had these Hustler pornos that, like, I snatched out of
I think I had one or two of those.
Yeah, I let you borrow them because he was gone, so I snagged them. And every time there'd be, like, some young blonde chick with pigtails, like, taking a piss, like, just in the middle of the shot, like, just pissing on the floor. And then just like sucking a guy's dick.
You know the one that chick on the beach that fucks those two dudes? Wasn't that one of his? And she was like Hawaiian or something? And she pees on the beach and then she fucks. This chick was so fucking hot. I love that porno. I used to fucking jerk off so many times. It was one of those ones where like, it was fairly standard. Nothing really, you know, it was because I need so much crazy shit to get off now. But it was a pretty straightforward scene. But you jerk off just to the chick is just so hot you can't handle it. Like you jerk off just to the hotness of the girl. They jerk off just to the hottest of the girl. That's my Duval. Stryker's texting me and wants me to go to Dre's tonight. And I said, I don't have any money. He says, don't worry about that. Like, we're going to get free drinks and shit. It's Sunday night. I got to work tomorrow. I've been in a 5-day fucking bender. Actually, compared to everyone else that I know, I'm the least worst. But these guys are rubbing off on me because Scott and the whole Midwestern guys crew, they fucking drink when they're off or on vacation from literally 9 in the morning until fucking 3 a.m. that same night. It's like a fucking 18-hour drink binge. I don't know how they do it. Beer, wine, you name it. Anything alcohol goes down their fucking gullet. They mix everything up. And then they can get up the next day at 9 in the morning and go have breakfast. And they're fine. I'm just like, what the fuck? You guys have like iron fucking constitutions. But like, I drank. I ate like shit. I had two Thanksgivings. I had one Thursday and one Friday. Ate a ton of shit. I didn't really care because, especially the last few months, I've been, like, staying in shape and shit, doing crunches and, like, so I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to totally let it go for a couple days and I'm not going to work out, I'm just going to eat fucking whatever I want, shit. Eat shit, and then I would eat all day and then fucking drink all night for, like, after three, four nights in a row, it just starts getting fucking depressed. I'm like, I can't do this anymore, it's not even fun, it feels like a fucking job.
That's just Luke's alcoholism?
Yeah, I'm segueing into it. And, so last night... Last night was Saturday night, okay, because I drank from Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Pretty fucking hard, you know? the one that drank almost a whole bottle of SoCo again. And
you did.
I'm like, you know, I don't want to fucking drink. I feel like shit. Like, I want to, I like getting up on Sunday and, like, not feeling horrible and being, like, productive. I'm like, I'm going to get shit done, which I usually never do, but at least I don't feel like shit. So we go over, we're going to see The Room at midnight with Bokes and his chick and everything. So we go over there and he's like, what are you drinking? I'm like, no, I'm fucking not drinking. And then he's like, you know, I hung out in there for a good 45 minutes and shit. I wasn't even thinking about it. And then he's like, oh, you know, you still got, like, a quarter of a bottle of SoCo Lime in here from, like, months ago. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, really, have the impulse to drink it bad. And I'm like, no, I'm not. And then it got to a thing where, like, I didn't want to drink it just to prove that I can
not drink it.
And not drink.
Yeah.
And I was like, I could not fucking stop thinking about it, man. And I was like, I'm like, fine, fuck it. I'll drink it. And I knew if I could even drink a little bit, then I have to get more. Now I have to go get a bottle at the fucking liquor store on the way to the movie. And now I'm just like, I couldn't not have that, like, buzz from the first drink and then just cut it off. I had another bottle.
That's, in my mind, that's the actual alcoholism that people talk about. Because it's one of those things where it sounds silly, but, like, the first time, you can not drink for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
2 days. 6 hours. Who cares? The minute you have, like, a little bit of alcohol in you.
Yeah.
That you, like, want, you know what I mean? Like, something that, like, you're used to. I don't care if it's vodka, beer, whatever it is. You're going to roll with it.
Yeah.
It's ready to go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, dude, you're talking to a professional alcoholic here. Like, I know.
Yeah, you get the gags.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. And, like, I know exactly how that is. Like, but I've never seen you the way you were last night. Like, you were going through the cupboards looking for alcohol.
Yeah, because I was starting, because I ate. And I was starting to sober up. And I didn't want to. There is a reason, as bad as it looked, and it's still, like, inexcusable, but, like, I had
to. No, dude, because I do it every day, so don't worry
about it. No, I know, but I'm just trying to,
like, I would never, listen, I'm never going to, like, question you about things like that. I mean, like, if, you know, you had a real problem, I'd fucking say something about it.
Yeah, but no, I don't. Because I wouldn't have gone out and bought my own bottle. I would have been fine if he didn't have it at his house, I wouldn't have drank.
Well,
but it was there, and it was available, and I couldn't fucking help it. I was like, fuck. So I have, like, some self-control, but, like, it's getting bad.
Well, and the biggest problem is, like, when you... You get to a point where, like, all right, now you're drinking.
Yeah.
Now you're up. And now things are going to go, I got the gags. And now you got, like, things that, like, you're getting into.
Yeah.
Now you want another drink, but if you don't either have it and or you can't buy it.
Yeah.
Now it's even more of a mental thing where you're like, fuck, like, I...
Is it, we got any Drano in the house?
No, it's one of those things where, like, you almost kind of, like, want to... It's like a, like, you're getting weird in your 30s kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you want to just get it just because.
Yeah.
You know, like, last Monday I stayed up until, like, 7 in the morning drinking beer. I had, like, a little bottle of vodka. I finished it. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to get any drunker. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to, so I might as well go to sleep. You know, like, there's no, like...
Yeah,
apex to it.
The fire burned itself out.
Yeah, there's no apex to it. It's just sort of like, yeah, okay, that's it, you know? But at the same time, like, I could have... I started drinking at, like, 6 p.m. It's now 6:30 a.m. I can actually go to the store and buy booze if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But, like, what's the... which I've done, you know, knock on wood. But, I'm not saying it's the best part of my life. I've done it plenty of times. I got a bunch of stories about it. But I'm just saying, it's like, you get to the liquor. I'm starting to realize, see, you only drink hard liquor. Listeners, if you didn't know this, Luke doesn't like beer. He doesn't like
sports.
But the beer, I'm saying alcohol wise, you won't just have, like, a beer. Like, you have to have, like, a hard liquor substance.
Yeah.
And even wine, like, I think you're kind of getting out of. Like, you hear some SoCo. Drank. Jack, vodka, tequila, margaritas. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And margaritas aren't that strong.
Yeah. It's got to be something, like, just to get you to that point. And once you get to that point, you're like, okay, I'm here.
Yeah.
And that's a total mental thing, man. It's something in your brain. I'm telling you, it's like the, what are the, you know, what do they call that? Like.
Oh, yeah, the,
It's.
The hoof. The paw.
Yeah. But it's like, it's in your brain. And, like, as soon as, like, that hits, like, you're fucked.
Yeah.
That's
where all addiction comes from those.
Yes.
What the fuck is that called? Fuck, I can't think of it. No. Not pheromones, it's,
It's because you're drinking too much, dog.
Not synapses. What the fuck is it? It's,
Not pheromones.
Midichlorians. I can't fucking remember. I can't think of the word. It's like so common. Fuck, I hate when it happens. But I had to have that wine because I was sobering up. And I know her fucking, her pussy feels so good that I got to get like my dick all numbed up with the alcohol. Because like I fucking banged for like an hour last night. And then when I was up this morning, we were laying around for a couple hours. I started getting into it. I was totally sober. I couldn't fucking last, like, dude, I'm 3 minutes in. I'm getting really fucking bad with, like, I can't last for shit. I'm ready to fucking come in, like, 3 minutes.
That's good.
No, it's not.
I wish I had that.
No, I don't want to fucking do that. That's not even fun. Dude, it's embarrassing, too.
You know, you say that, man, but I wish I had that. Because, like, I don't...
I like getting a chick off.
I don't have a problem with getting a chick off. But I'm saying it's like, a chick doesn't like when you don't come. Yes?
You like when she doesn't come?
No. A chick, a lady does not
special
like...
Special lady friend.
Luke's angels. They don't like when you don't come. Like, a dude has to come, and, like, I've done it...
Well, it depends. There's been plenty...
My God. It's been a million that, like, I don't come with them, and, like, it just ruins them, like, emotionally, like, mentally. Like, they're like, what?
They used to really bother... Was it Jill? Someone used to really get bothered by that. Yeah, I remember.
Like, you really?
Yeah, they're like
you're
offended.
You're not going to come? Like, I mean, well, yeah, honey, it's okay. You know what I mean? Like, it felt good. Like, I got to do, like, the whole, well, it felt good, right? Like, I liked it. I mean, like, I'm good with that because I know I'm going to jerk off the next day, so I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Is that shitty or?
No. But I just, it bothers me that I don't have that self-control that I can do it. And then I feel like a chump because I know I'm like, as much as this makes me sound like a douche, like I know I'm like good in bed. I'm like good at fucking. I can get a chick off pretty good, and like it's fucking fun. I like it. So when I can't do it, then I'm like, you fucking asshole. Like, and then I get a bad rep. Then they're like, he don't know how to fuck. He can't fuck right.
Yeah. Okay. But say okay, I think the big difference would be like, say it was like, if I mean we're saying Veronica's like a hot chick, but like let's say she's like super hotter, like Tiff or somebody, right? I don't know.
Keisha, if you're going to go that hot.
Okay. Keisha or, like, Remy, you know.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
And, like, you're banging her, and she comes, whatever, and you don't. Like, or in, like, 10 seconds you do, well, guess what? She thinks she's that hot. She already knows she's that hot. Now, you fuck these fat pigs or, like, these gross-looking girls, these Muppets or whatever you call them, Luke's angels.
Yeah.
Like, if you come in, like, 15 minutes, they're going to think they're the shit. That's all I'm saying. Like, you're making them feel better. Like, you're making them feel better because, I mean, and
but then it ends for them. After you come, you can't fuck them anymore.
Says who? I mean, I always
says them. Because the more you fuck them, the more they come. If you come and the sex is over in 15 minutes, well, that was no fucking good for them. They came, like, once.
Okay. Do we have a difference of opinion here? Like, if you
come, I know what you're saying.
I'm asking you. Like, if you ejaculate on a girl in your hand, whatever, you're not going to fuck her anymore?
Probably not that night because it's probably 2 in the morning and I'm exhausted anyways. The minute I come, I'm fucking passed out.
See, I'll do it again. Like I'm.
I'll do it again in the morning.
No, I'm super hard. Like 10 minutes later.
Oh no, I don't have that.
That's weird.
I need a big recovery time.
I got no recovery time.
When I was young, I didn't, but now. Even when I jerk off, like I can only jerk off like most of the time.
What were you? 33?
Yeah.
Fuck. All right. So. 2 years.
You would never believe it.
I'm gonna have that. God damn it!
Oh, that's not necessary. We're just fucking wired different.
Ugh. Yeah. But you're like you always. Your thing is like you're always like wound up.
What, like sexually?
you always, in general. That's like a term that you use, and I don't even know what that really means.
I don't know what you're talking about. I can't think of a time.
You always come home. And you're like, I'm just wound up. Like I want to do the podcast, or I wanted to like fuck the slob. So I did a rape fantasy.
It probably
shit.
Has different.
Like you're saying, you're wound up. Like I
like
never.
I'm fuck. Probably.
I'm never like wound up that way. Maybe I need to like.
That's because you got a steady chick and you're like satiated. Like.
Yeah, but even when I didn't though, I'm saying like I never.
I'm scavenging like Mad Max trying to find fucking gasoline. You know.
I get you.
Only mine comes out of fat chicks' vaginas.
I'm saying it's like that's terrible. I'm saying it's like maybe it's more like
Gajong.
Maybe it's like an adrenaline thing for you sometimes. Because it like you
no,
like,
it is definitely
you
yeah.
work out, lift weights, shit like that.
Oh yeah, no,
which
definitely.
I don't and like you get like
I do, I get all testosterone up.
Yeah. And, like, either you're going to fuck something or get in a fight or, like, just be angry in general. It's so fucking
douchey. I don't know why that happened. That's what, when I used to live at Cam, I'd come home and, like, if I came home, I couldn't, like, talk to her for, like, an hour because I was so wound up. If she says anything to set me off, I'd get, like, a really bad fight.
I imagine that's sort of like what roid rage is.
Yeah.
I mean.
You know what, though? That's weird because that didn't start happening until the last few years. It didn't used to be like that. I would just go home and just be, like, totally the same.
Can I be honest? Like, we've never talked about this. There's plenty of times where I'm, like, at home on the couch, I get out of work and I'm like watching the football game or a TV show. You come home and like you just are nonstop. You're just like the minute you close the door, you're just like, you just fuck guy did Jim. You're just like, I'm gonna call Slob. It's Slob gonna call. I'm gonna fuck something, and it's get out. And you just like walk in your room, and I'm like, okay, man, all right. Like,
I don't know if it's necessarily time to fucking though.
But you just you are very like. Is it something like with your job? You don't. Maybe it comes down to like you're the only person at your job, so you don't have a lot of interaction throughout the day.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe like
it builds up.
You have and you're a guy who likes to talk and bullshit. You know what I mean? Like at Panavision, I'm sure you did.
Oh yeah.
You know, you guys would sit
the best
there
bullshitter
and,
there,
and you guys would like you know talk or whatever. But like now, like you have nobody to talk to, and you only text. You know, yeah. It's not like you call somebody on the phone. Yeah, like you're only texting people. Like. You're so wound up just to, like, have a conversation. Because how many times, like, I've been laying on the couch and you're in the kitchen right there. And you're like, you see this movie? You see this trailer coming out, dude? And I'm like, yeah, no. And so you're like, oh, sorry I'm bothering you. And I'm like, no, you're not bothering me, man.
No,
like,
I'm just saying, I'm just kidding when I say that. And I know I'm bothering you.
But you know that you're that, like, wound up.
No, I am. Remember that night I saw The Master? I was so fucking furious. I had a fit when I came home. What the fucking movie? I was so mad. I think I worked out, though.
Is it?
It really is. It does wind
down. Is it working out before?
It must be.
Or because, like, you get. Maybe you do have, like, a roid rage kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. It just started, like, not so long ago.
But I'm telling you, there's been a couple times, like, you've come home. And maybe you even have. Maybe you have not worked out. But you've just come home and haven't, like, seen another human being the whole day.
Yeah.
And you see me, and you just, like, let loose on your entire day. And I'm like, all right, you know.
Yeah.
No, man, I don't know.
It never lasts that long, though. I keep it short. It's usually 5 to 10 minutes,
man. But it's funny. Like, it's... I always want to have the podcast going for that. You know what I mean? Like, I always want to hear, like, what's going to happen. Like, because we've done a couple where you've been, like... super ready to go, and you can tell like in your voice.
I like, especially if we're gonna go to the studio. I fucking love working out and going right there. I'm fucking so wound up. especially the last year and even the last few months, I've just been going fucking bananas at the gym. Just like fucking going like super heavy and shit. Just like fucking screaming.
Why? I mean, why? Though?
I don't know. Every now and again, I get in a mode where I just go real fucking heavy.
Do you think you're the biggest you've ever been?
Oh, yeah. I'm huge. I can't, even those extra large, like those American Eagle shirts, they're extra large. And I can't bend down and tie my shoe. I'll rip it. my back's gotten so fucking wide. It's
Jesus
nasty.
Christ.
Yeah, I don't know why. Somehow, like, my back.
Don't, I don't want you to hurt yourself, though, man.
No,
like,
I'm not.
No, I know, but I'm saying for the future. Like, you don't want to.
Oh,
like, you said your dad's fucked, right?
Yeah, he's all fucked up. But he was really fucking hardcore.
It sounds like you're pretty fucking hardcore, man.
I'm not that bad, though. But he was, like, he would train, like, hours and hours a week. I only fucking work out 3 days a week. He was, like, every fucking day, almost. And, like, just doing fucking... He was, like, a professional, like, weightlifter. Like, he'd bench, like, 400 or 500 pounds, and, like, he could fucking squat, like, 600 fucking pounds. Like, that kind of shit. That, like, blows up. That fucking ruins your joints. Like, I'm gonna have problems, but nothing... If one of like, those extreme weightlifters and shit, those guys...
I'll give you... Like power lifters, those guys are
fucked. And they do it nonstop. I mean, I do it, you know, a few times a week and
those
shit.
Those guys basically, like...
Those guys, too.
Them, too. Most of those guys, number one, either work at the gym...
Yeah.
Or they have some type of job, or they're, like, a trainer, and they just hang out at the gym. Like, they're just there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just going to lift some type of heavy weight that day.
Like, when I was a kid, in my first house in Cheektowaga, my dad had a fucking, like, professional gym set up, like, in our fucking garage. He, like, converted the garage into a gym. So, we had one right at the fucking house. Like, he was in there all the time.
See, that's what I'm telling you. Like, at my house, I bought my parents a treadmill, and we had that set up in the living room, like, right next to the TV. The fucking wood box TV.
In your living room where the couches were?
Yeah, he had like a huge living room. Like it was weird. Like I was one of the only people ever in like DPU to live in an apartment.
Yeah,
and like it was a 3-bedroom apartment where we had access to the attic. you know, which I turned into like a workout facility. The basement where we had like all like the washer, dryer, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Like lines you could run thing out. And that's where all like the, those huge, fuck you call them, like the heating things.
Oh, yeah.
The fucking furnace.
Yeah. The fucking furnace.
We're down there. And we just, yeah, I bought it for them so they would be able to work out. So my mom went to work at like, my mom used to work down in the city, but she didn't drive. So she'd take the bus at Broadway and Transit. She'd take the bus all the way down to fucking
Chinatown.
Marine Midland.
Yeah.
You know? So I get in this, you know, thing to exercise. That I'm glad they sold that. But I turned the whole, like, upstairs. We had, like, a rowing machine, a stepper. I had a whole, like, bench, like, a really nice bench.
Yeah.
And the weights were, like, they were the grip weights where you can hold on to them so you can use them for, like, dumbbells.
Yeah.
As well. I had, like, a whole, like, set. And, like, when I moved out here, I'm like, I'm not going to bring, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to bring this stuff. So I sold it. And the one summer I remember, I moved it into, because at the rec where I worked, if you're a listener, you know I worked for the recreation department. And in the one locker room, because it was a hockey locker room, but it's during the summer, so obviously no hockey is going on. I transformed it into like a weight center, and we'd like just pump every day in there instead of working. And we'd just work out. But like I do it like a couple times a week and be like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I never liked doing it.
I don't either. I kind of hate it. Sometimes, like, very rarely.
That's my problem. I liked when I used to go and, like, I just would walk up to the park right here or even back in the other spot and just play basketball for, like, an hour and a half. Just play basketball. I mean, you're exercising. You're doing something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, okay, obviously you're not, like, you know, pushing metal up and down and into the air.
Fucking but, right, pussy.
But, yeah, but that seems boring. Like, at least you're playing a sport is what I'm saying. Like, it was fun. That's all the black guys be like, yo, I'll take Bruce Springsteen on my team. Yo, Bruce! that's what they always say.
I could have been little Steven. Yeah, Bruce, let's play some basketball.
Are you going to keep basketball? I mean, you're a big enough guy. Nah. You think I could beat you at basketball?
Yeah, I can't. I haven't played fucking basketball in 20 years. Right. When I was a kid, I was all right. I used to play like a lot. I was on a couple teams. I used to be on a team with Jeremy Spike on a Saturday team at Lancaster High School.
What was that like, South Line or
you know,
like
I was thinking today when we were talking about our first CDs that we ever got at work yesterday.
And the first CDs nuts.
The first one I ever got was
Suck on D's nuts, nigga.
Yeah. The first one I ever got was Master of Puppets. And then I was thinking like
One I ever got was the Bodyguard soundtrack, Whitney Houston. Let's not talk about it.
But the first that made me think about Metallica. I'm like, how did I get into Metallica? And I got into it because...
No, I thought a buddy of yours got it for you for like a...
He did. That was the CD. But I was listening to him before I got the CD. And it was... I got the I didn't even know who they were. I didn't really listen to metal. I was just listening to AC/DC. And we were all sitting at a lunch table. And Jeremy Spike had he stole a copy of... he stole a cassette of the fucking Black Album. And he's like, I got an extra one. Does anybody want it? He's like, anybody? And I was like...
Was it like a copy?
It was the whole thing with the booklet. Like the actual cassette.
Oh, really?
From the store, yeah. And he just had it. He goes, I don't want it. He's like, I got two. Do you want it? And I'm like, yeah, I'll take it. I'll give it a listen. And like that's how I got him to tell us. Fucking Jeremy Spike. I still remember that.
Jeremy Spike, the one who was in prison and then came out and then killed somebody and was back in prison.
I don't know if
it happened. Yeah, Jeremy Spike's the older one. Sean Spike was a big, fat, dopey one.
Yeah.
And then Tom Spike
was
a migraine.
He looked like the fucking bully from The Simpsons. He even had the same teeth.
Yeah. And then, Sean Spike was the one who was like the middle one.
Yeah.
And he acted like a bully, but he was kind of like a big dopey jackass. And then Tom Spike was in my grade, and he did a Jackie, or like in fifth grade or whatever. But he was like the good-looking one. But Jeremy Spike was the oldest one who was in prison.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I know he went the first time for killing somebody, but I didn't know he...
He killed somebody, supposedly, and then came out, and like was out and did his
thing. No, he killed that guy. He got convicted.
Well, the next time he came out, he was actually released, because he was probably a juvenile.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I think he was 19.
And so when he got out, he killed somebody else and went right back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Another old guy. Yeah. That was like a big thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Killing old guys.
I thought he told everybody that the guy fucking molested him, that's why he killed him.
Oh, really?
That's what I'd heard.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I don't know if it's true. I think some people said he was lying. I think he tried to rob him and kill him. I don't know.
Number
know
one, I'm... if the guy did try to molest them and did molest them and he killed them, like, I'd be okay with it. But I'm sure he probably didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, speaking of tutu, I heard you had a gay story from your childhood.
Well, it was, it's not super, it's kind of gay, but it's kind of innocent at the same time.
Willis McGahee? Oh, Willis McGahee!
What sport does he play?
I think football, right?
Yeah, what team?
Well, he was in the Bills, and I don't know where the fuck he is. Right. And I only know because I used to always hear my boss's bitch about him at the movie company.
No, he's
fucking McGahee, fucking asshole.
He's in the Broncos. He hates Buffalo, too. Yeah. I remember, okay, my parents had these friends, Paul and Gail. My parents had a million friends when they were in Buffalo. Because my dad was a bartender, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, like, he just knew everybody, and, like, everybody was, like a little clique. But these people he knew, they lived in Orchard Park. They lived, like, a minute away from the stadium, like where we used to live.
Yeah.
But down, like, a service road, and they had, like, a fucking three-story mansion kind of thing. And a huge backyard. It was, like, before, like, Orchard Park was all, like, you know, made into buildings and shit.
Yeah.
But
it was still very rural.
Well,
it still is.
Before they even moved to the better part of Orchard Park, they had, like, a six-bedroom house.
Yeah.
And, like, five bathrooms, which in Buffalo is just ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
And we go over there, like, just to hang out. Like, they'd put on, like, they loved Back to School, so, like, they'd always watch Back to School, the movie with Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah. What'd you call me when you have no class?
And I'd be like, oh, I'm going to use the bathroom. And I'd go use the bathroom in their room. Like, they didn't have kids, so, like, they didn't care.
Yeah.
You know? And so the one time I'm going to the bathroom, I don't know why I so vividly remember this the other day. And they had, like, a stack of porn mags in their, like, I probably had to open something to get them.
Yeah.
They weren't just sitting out. So I probably opened some type of little thing. And I'm looking at these porn mags, and I got them, like, I got them lined up on the floor.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be, like, a Playboy, but then right next to it, like, a Playgirl with some fucking hung dude.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? And I get them all, like, lined up. I'm looking, and I'm, like, a 5-6-year-old kid. And I don't know, but, like, it's exciting to see whatever this is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I get them, like, lined up, and I'm like, okay. And I go out of the bathroom, and I go back. And I keep going back to the bathroom to look at these porn mags. But they're on, it was a bathroom connected to their bedroom.
Oh, okay.
So I have all these porn mags laid out on the floor in their bedroom. But I keep going through the bathroom, and then, you know, it's like a two-door bathroom. And I'm looking at the and I'm like, I don't know if I probably have, like, a little kid boner or whatever, like I get now. But, like, I just keep looking at it. I'm like, I'm fascinated by this shit.
Yeah, I remember that feeling, too.
You know what I mean?
You didn't quite know what you're doing yourself?
Because I'm like, this is, and I'm telling, I'm admitting this, there was definitely Playgirl, like, dudes with their dicks out hard. And there was definitely Penthouse and shit like that with chicks, you know what I'm saying? And I'm looking, I'm not choosing one or the other. It's not like me being...
Do you think the wife had Playgirl, or was it just the husband had that too?
Maybe they just had both, like, to be weird.
That's sketchy. I bet the husband fucking bought it.
I think my dad was kind of like that too. But, like, Judy? But I think I'm looking, this is shit I shouldn't be looking at. Like, I think
that was more the thrill of it.
At 5 or 6 years old, if you would have seen a play, just like a magazine with a guy with this big cock hanging out, you would have looked at him and, like, you wouldn't have known how to feel about it.
I never saw cocks until I was way old. I only had Playboys, and they only showed naked chicks. I never was exposed to, like, hard.
But I'm saying, so I'm looking at it, whatever, but it's, like, laid out, like, it's, like, 6 fucking issues deep that I'm, like, going through. You know what I mean?
And you weren't worried they were going to walk in and see that?
I was, and then they did. And that's when, like, I had to have, like, a talking to.
Uh-huh.
From, like, my parents at these people's house in, like, their marble fucking kitchen. I'd have, like, a talking
to. Oh, you got a sit-down?
Like, Brandon, you don't want...
Dude, you got to organize a sit-down.
Don't worry about those magazines. You don't want to look at those, okay? It's okay. We understand. But, like, just don't know. Those are adult things. You'll know them when you're an adult.
And you're, like, sitting just picking your nose.
And I'm like, okay, all right. And then 2 weeks later, I look at my dad's closet. He's got a stack of fucking Playboys. So,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It didn't make a difference. But I'm like, that, honestly, I thought about the other day, like, that really, like, I don't know how it affected me. I didn't suck guy's cock or anything. But, like, I'm saying, it's like, it wasn't just gay shit. I'm saying, like, it was definitely 1-1-1-1-1. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of like, they had, well, fuck these people. They had stacks of fucking pornos. And I'm just looking at these.
Were they creepy people in hindsight?
No. No, I just, you know what they were? They're like, they're just like people who like just didn't want to have kids.
Yeah.
Like yourself. And maybe they got like into weird shit. But they were like 45.
Yeah.
You know, living in Buffalo and like they didn't have kids. They wanted to like get into weird shit. And like that was it. You know what I mean? Like that was it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I found a fucking dodo in my dad's closet.
Oh yeah, you were telling about this. Yeah, right. Yeah. You teased it a while back. We totally forgot about that.
But I don't know about it.
Yeah.
It was there. It could have been
my mom's.
It's a
muscle relaxer.
It could have been my mom's. It could have been. I mean, like there was Playgirls in my parents' closet and Playboys. So
that's weird. Chicks, fucking. It's like I don't know how that magazine ever stayed.
Maybe my mom.
I think that magazine got a subscription from.
I know. Yeah, I mean, maybe my mom was like way horny chick and like did like you know finger banged herself a lot with the fucking dildo, but yeah. Or my dad put in
Judy,
his ass.
Judy, your finger smells like fish.
Oh God, did you ever hear? All right, well, I know probably never your actual parents, but like you heard the black eye in your mom.
Oh
fly.
Yeah, yes I did.
Well, I
right.
What was the grossest time you ever heard? Let's get this out of like the way because I got a really gross one.
Of them?
Yeah.
Oh, not you just heard like the noise.
You just heard like.
Yeah. You just heard like. I didn't hear any specific like.
I remember
like fuck, stick a black cock in my face.
No. I
waited for it. I couldn't wait, but I never heard it.
I remember on Christmas Eve. My dad always my dad got shit housed on Christmas Eve because we had Christmas Eve at our house.
Yeah.
Him, he'd be fucking 19 whiskey sours.
Come on. Got some gas today.
We got 19 whiskey sours. So we had Jeffrey on the podcast. Come on, my man.
Look at that fucking beard.
And
good morning.
Good morning. So my dad would be like super deep into whiskey sours. And like he would watch the Pope do his thing in Rome.
Oh yeah, and you'd cry?
And he'd cry, and he'd go to bed, and then I'd go into my room, which is like way down the hall. Like if my room was like there,
yeah,
and my parents' room was my room, like, and I'd all of a sudden hear him be like, well, just suck my dick a little bit.
Oh, yeah, he's talking
about that. It's creepy shit for my dad. I'm like, oh, man.
How old are you?
Striker, like 10. Oh. I just like...
You knew what that was?
I let loose a whole story about how I like found all these porno mags in my parents' friend's house.
Oh my God.
And they were all like Playgirls though. And I was like looking at them like
getting direction.
Engaged into like I didn't understand it.
He said, just suck it a little and you hear ew.
I'm just like, it's gross, Dad. yelling out down the hallway. I don't know. You never caught any weird shit in your parents' room?
Me, no.
Never one weird thing.
No, nothing. I don't think my mom's into that shit. The only thing my dad had played
was in shit
in his drawer, and that was all they really had.
But Marcus McIntyre was in a weird shit.
Yeah, but that was later. I was like 13, 14 and shit. That didn't really. He just had porn. He didn't.
Oh, okay.
They had it was all interracial.
It was really bad
quality. They could barely see what the fuck was going on. It was like someone dubbed the tape 8 times, and then he got a fucking copy.
I mean, I guess the good thing is that like if we ever have kids, you know, God bless if we don't, all three of us. But, like, if we ever have kids, like, they're not going to find our porno mags.
Yeah, those days
because we're not, yeah.
Yeah, that's not even a fucking issue anymore.
Yeah. I used to sell porno mags. No, I used to sell porno movies to my buddies to get weed money when I was, like, 13.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
You were smoking weed back then?
I smoked a lot of weed when I was, like, 13, 14, and just, like, gave it up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I gave it up, dog.
Gave it up.
But Jimmy Crack Corn. One weed, two weed.
You
don't
smoke weed anymore?
I don't, but you can. I mean, I don't care if you do. You can
no,
sell.
I don't. I'm just saying, like, you have since then. It's not like you
can. Yes. I have since then. I'm saying is back then, that was like.
So it was like a year.
When you're 13, 14 years old, all right, Stryker probably relates more than you, Uncle Luke. You need, like, money, but you don't really work. All right? So you get, like, an allowance or something, or you take back fucking pop bottles to the corner store.
Yeah.
You get some kind of money, but like
now we have jobs.
Yes. But at that time, like
mine went straight to like Star Wars guys.
I can sell one of these guys one of Deep Throat for $20
and then, that's very enterprising.
And then, just like light a candle and then do this.
And then buy some weed with it, man. Like,
this is like an AA meeting.
You wouldn't know anything about that.
No.
Let them know though, because those days are coming. No, yeah, I didn't buy anything cool. I spent it on like fucking more G.I. Joe fucking toys. I was a complete faggot. Or comic books. Comic books. That's what I was doing. I was walking to Queen City to buy comic books when I was like 14. That was cool shit.
Yeah,
to
I
me.
Was. I was so important.
Is that place closed?
Yeah, it's
gone. No, no, moved it. They moved it.
There was always two of them, but the one in Depew is gone.
No, no, they moved it up transit.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Up by the other fucking Tops.
On French?
No, like, not that the, Tops. The one on. You know where there's tanning bed
Union
there?
Union Road or something?
By Lancaster School.
Yeah.
Up there, like towards the airport. Place, towards the airport.
Yeah.
But like, so at 14, you're Mike. I was selling porno movies with my dad's to get fucking weed money.
I mean, are you surprised I have a Star Wars tattoo? I mean,
your dad never caught on the fact that you were selling
his He must have because he probably had 90 fucking videos.
And Judy, where's my black cocks?
He was down to 15. It's the same thing like when I was like in 11th grade and they had 16 bottles of liquor and it went down to 2 all of a sudden. Hey, yeah, he had to
have known. Oh, I spilled them. I was cleaning.
What was going on?
Yeah, they evaporated.
Did your parents do it or no, Jeffrey?
What is it?
What your parents did.
Have like bottles, like old bottles of liquor like from their wedding and they stuff.
I never liked drinking, so I never stole
from okay.
Yeah, I remember I took a couple beers from my dad and I was like, this is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
And I still don't really like drinking, but speaking of drinking, how long have you guys been going?
We're done.
We're
going to Dre's. I gotta grab my shit out of the dryer quick.
Sorry to cut it short, but
no, it's not.
You got a song of the week there, Lucas?
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna do something different. I'm gonna.
Can you try to find that that thing I said in the beginning, the Coors Light and Twins?
I'll try to find it.
All right.
I'm gonna do the first 10 minutes of the first episode.
10 minutes.
They don't have to listen to it. Of Talk and Walk and that fucking Kevin Pollak. Because the first episode
For Song of the Week, you're going to play another podcast?
Well, 10 minutes of it.
Yeah, just listen to it, man.
No, I want to put it on there because it's only the first one is one of the funniest things I've ever heard, and the rest of it like aren't the same. Because he doesn't stay in character the whole time. They're all pretty good, but the first one, I was laughing until like I couldn't fucking see. I had like tears in my eyes. I was laughing.
Do you have a jacket? Like a suit jacket or something?
Yeah, I'm not gonna wear this. I got a shirt.
Okay. Yeah, we gotta
go.
Okay, Jeffrey. All right.
Well, we gotta go and I guess listen to another podcast as we.
Why is it really bothering you?
Yeah, that sucks.
Why? Who fucking gives a shit? People aren't gonna listen to other podcasts if they.
No, listen to other podcasts, but don't promote it if they're not like promoting us.
Recorder, holy shit.
What do you mean that promote? It's Kevin Pollak. How's he going to promote it? It's just something funny. What if it was a Jerky Boys clip that I thought was funny? I wanted to put that on there.
You do that in the beginning as an intro, not as a song of the week.
Well, I'm doing something different. It's a clip.
He's leaving.
Where are you going? Okay, I won't because I'm.
No, just do it. I know I'm fucking with you. It's
you're
fine.
Never
it's fine.
You're
it's fine.
Be pissed off. It's going to come up 8 times.
It's funny, but then I get to pick a song of the week next week.
Or a
podcast of the week.
That's how it goes. See. That's never gonna. I don't care. I'm doing it. Fuck you. It's funny. I like it. You got to hear how good his walking impression is.
It's
fucking
awesome.
Amazing.
I like it.
It's fucking awesome. All right. I'll go fuck yourself.
Fuck your faces.
Bye.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
This is exciting. I feel like some sort of newborn.
In what sense?
My visual sense. First of all, things I see.
Blurry.
I can't see much because there's goop.
That's fair. You might want to...
In my eyes.
Yeah, of course. Now, what's on your mind lately? I see you have notes.
There's a few things going through my mind. I had to write them down,
yeah.
I'll admit, because they're scary.
Sure.
They're out there. You don't have to look too far. They surround us in their strange capacities. And I started writing them down because I wanted to discuss them with you today.
Sure.
So I suppose we could start.
Mm-hmm.
Soul Train Cruise is coming.
Now I'm looking over at your notes.
This is a fantasy.
That's all you've written.
That I've actually had as a dream. For maybe 30 years, I can't say how many times a dream has come, enough, clearly, for me to remember, but I was on a cruise ship, which you have to understand, if you're recognizable at all, this is a living, floating prison, an episode of The Twilight Zone that you'd never want to be a part of, but in the dream. Mm-hmm. It's Soul Train. The whole ship.
The ship is Soul Train.
Well, everyone on board is in an episode of what you think of when you see Soul Train. Not like the movie Soul Plane. It's not a comedy. It's real. The kids are dancing. Uh-huh. I'm a hoofer at heart.
How's the music?
Wow, it's soul.
Of course it is.
It's exciting. And it's rich.
What's the buffet like on this cruise?
Well, I don't want to be offensive, but it's not my cup of tea.
No.
I'm not a big fan of the greasy food. I like pizza's okay. It gets greasy. But some of the things you would have to lick your fingers after eating, yeah. I find it a bit disturbing. As a practice, as an Epicurean notion.
Do you have a particular style of pizza you enjoy the most? New York, Chicago?
I don't care for Chicago. It's soup.
It's soup.
It's... There could be fish in there swimming in your pizza, and so deep.
It is very deep. You could, get anchovies, and then there literally are fish.
Most people don't like anchovies, I've noticed.
How are you?
They like
on
the taste,
anchovies?
But the furry mustache that is the anchovy is not. I don't mind them so much.
I saw them in the aquarium in San Francisco, and I'd never seen them alive before.
Anchovies,
yeah,
swimming,
yeah.
They're larger than people think.
Yeah, they are.
Because you see little ones in a can.
Of course.
And makes you think, sense. How could this be a creature that swims and has a family?
It's a
but
family.
They do.
Yeah. Do you... well, back to your Soul Train
please,
cruise.
Please. Oh, boy.
Is there...
Everywhere you go, the Ludo deck.
The Ludo deck, of course.
For example,
yeah,
the kids are dancing,
yeah,
and it's exciting. As I mentioned, I'm a hoofer at heart. I kick it old school.
Does the dancing take the place of normal cruise activities like shuffleboard?
There's nothing else.
Nothing else.
And their lines of dancing. You know that scene in the show where the kids line up on either side, and then a couple or a solo act will dance down the middle. Mm. This is the whole ship. Every level. If you are fortunate enough to dine, for example, at the captain's table.
Wow.
This is...
Who is the captain of the Soul Train?
A treat. LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton.
Strangely.
Now, what era LeVar Burton is it? Is it Geordie LaForge? Kunta Kinte? Which LeVar Burton is it? Is it Reading Rainbow LeVar Burton?
It is.
It's Reading Rainbow LeVar Burton?
It is Reading Rainbow.
Very supportive.
No reading, though, on the ship.
No.
Just dancing. So he's the captain... And I remember in one of the dreams I did dine at his table. I was fortunate enough. And, he was charismatic, as you would expect.
Yeah.
But he wanted to dance. Oh, my. He got up in the middle of the meal, started dancing. I got up as well. Everyone, you have to dance. That's what the ship is. It's all about dancing. So when I read in the paper... That there's actually a cruise line is going to dedicate itself to Soul Train and launching by the end of this year or next. I'm excited.
Now, do you feel like they somehow found your thoughts and were able to make the plans?
Picasso was a hack.
Mm. That doesn't really answer the question.
Putting noses on the side of your face.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's not abstract. It's ridiculous. It could never happen.
Is there a particular artist that you do like?
I like the fella that on the television that shows you how to paint.
Bob Ross.
That's his name.
Yeah.
Great head of hair.
Yeah, that's true.
He makes it look so easy. Landscapes seem to be a big thing for him. I love that look. I tried painting once.
How'd that go?
I just danced.
Sure. Now, is there, what about Bob Ross? For instance, is it the happy trees?
Those trees are happy.
Yeah.
I think so. I think it might be one of the things that's most interesting is the happy trees. Mm. But mostly it's his hair.
Yeah.
I think.
Could it be, maybe he doesn't even paint. maybe he just stands there and you would still tune in?
I would, to be honest with you. I mean, listen, he caught my attention because he was painting and he made it look easy. And it inspired me to buy brushes. And I think he's in cahoots.
With the brush industry?
At least. At possibly least. With the paint and canvas people as well. It could be a whole industry.
How high does it go?
Cottage or otherwise. Yeah. I think to the top. I think it goes to the top. I think he's in cahoots. And you were inspired by this man and you say, Mama, I must paint. My brother and I called our mother Mama.
Sure.
It's European. So she bought us a canvas, which was really just a sketch pad. Yeah. She said, this is it, your canvas. And no paints, no brushes, it's a pen.
Yeah.
But, you know, you had to dedicate yourself to it because it's the pen. You know, it's a pencil you can erase, but this was going to live forever. So I painted an apple.
Uh-huh.
That is to say, I drew an apple.
Particular kind of apple, a Granny Smith or a Macintosh?
It's a Honeycrisp.
Oh, nice.
That way I could use many colors. I think that was what drew me to the Honeycrisp. You're not even sure what color it is. Orange, is it orange? It could be red. Ooh, yellow. That's yellow.
Sure. It's all of those.
The important thing is really that you just let your mind go and be inside the apple. Not the core. You don't want to be that close to the center.
Sure. I feel like everyone says, though, you want to get to the core of the apple.
You don't. You want to be in the meat.
The meat of the apple?
The meat of the apple. The gristle, if you will, of the actual fruit.
Uh-huh.
So, anywho.
So you'd paint those with a pen.
Paint it with a pen.
On paper.
It was years I painted with a pen on paper until I realized there were too many P's in the sentence. Yeah. No, until I realized that there was...
A better way to do it.
There was a real way to do it.
Sure.
And my mother didn't have a clue.
And Bob Ross taught you that.
I kept watching and then realized he's doing it differently. My mother is being a cheapo. She's being a cheapo. I didn't appreciate it. Anyways, so I never learned to paint, but I always wanted to.
Mm.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
I have a theory. I was recalling my friends and I made up words.
Okay.
To talk to each other. Not a language, but just occasional words. Someone would say something, and only once would the other say, what are you talking about? And then it was just that thing. I think friends do this. I think tribes. Certainly, the invention of language might have started this way, but now, I think people just, if you have a peer group, there's certain words that peer group knows.
Okay.
My brother, for example, years ago, said that someone was stanky.
All right.
She's stanky.
She's stanky.
Now, I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
What do you think that means? Someone is stanky.
Stanky.
Not skanky, let's be clear.
No, yeah, of course.
And by the way, years before, skanky was a word. My brother said stanky. S-C-H-T-A-N-K-Y. Stanky.
Stanky, I would assume or infer that it is a woman of ill repute, perhaps.
She's stanky.
Yeah.
You're saying she's a whore.
Yeah, a little bit.
A whore. No, I wish I had a bell. So I could have hit a ding. Although that would imply correct answer.
Yeah.
A buzzard.
A buzzard?
The bird. I would like to hit a bird when the answer's incorrect and just have the bird go,
yeah.
That would be good.
You'd get the point.
It'd be like Flintstones. I always love when they'd pick up the needle and the needle would be some sort of reptile from prehistoric times and say it's a living. But my brother said stanky, and no, it was not a whore. It was someone who had too many drinks.
Oh.
She was stanky last night. Did you talk to her? So anyways, I had a feeling when I remembered this, that peer groups, friends, you know, you have certain words, phrases, maybe.
Yeah.
Familiar phrases. You and your friends, for example, may have a phrase that you all know in the outside world. Not that it's made up. Like stanky is a word that doesn't exist, but maybe it's just a phrase.
Yeah. sometimes on the show I work on, Attack mm-hmm. of the Show, we say that don't cut the cake. And what that
is... Oh, let me guess.
Yeah.
Don't cut the cake.
Yeah.
That's exciting, just in theory. Don't. Okay, so it's not like don't shit the bed.
Right.
It isn't that. I don't sense. Don't cut the cake. It certainly isn't don't cut the cheese. It has nothing to do with the toilet.
No.
Or the things that happen there. Don't cut the cake. And it's not the obvious, which is dessert-oriented. I'm going to say, is it similar to don't screw the pooch?
Well, kind of.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Don't cut the cake refers to when we're rehearsing a bit right before the live show. Save it for the live show. It's in reference to the fact that we had a cake once that Kevin was supposed to cut on air, and we rehearsed, and he didn't realize that, and he cut the cake that he was supposed to cut on air.
In rehearsal.
And we didn't have another cake.
He provided you with a funny moment, and you made it into a phrase that would have other meaning. That's a good example.
It's not really a word, though. It's a phrase. Like, it's not as unique as shtanky.
Oh, no, but I like it. I think what I'm saying is there should be two things we could ask the listeners to get involved in. One is funny words. You know, there's funny words in life.
Yeah.
Kumquat.
Kumquat, pretty funny.
It's a strange word. Here's one I stumbled across. Thwarted. The police thwarted the burglars' efforts. Thwarted. It doesn't sound nice. There's something involved when you thwart something that, you know, you'd rather not. You turn your head away.
Yeah.
He thwarted.
He thwarted, yeah.
So, obviously, it's not someone with a speech impediment saying something. So, but I thought people could write in words, funny words that they, I know, I remember seeing Mike Nichols interviewed by that chimp, Lipton, and who, by the way, I wish once I could be on the show again. Uh-huh. I missed an opportunity. When he says that stupid questionnaire at the end, and I think the last incredibly pretentious question is, if you get to heaven, when you get to heaven, what would you like God to say? I would like God to say, listen, sorry about that Lipton business. Lipton, I was having a bad day. I kind of shit that one out. Could you imagine what his students who sit there in the audience, how happy they would be if someone did that to him in front of them? Anyways, so I remember seeing Mike Nichols on the show, and one of the questions in that French questionnaire is, what's your favorite word, what's your least favorite word? And Mike Nichols' least favorite word was a word that I actually like, but I'm curious what people's take is. Smegma.
Smegma.
It doesn't...
The eye stuff, correct?
It doesn't describe anything good. No. Oh, no.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no. Smegma's in your undercarriage.
Oh, that's right.
But it's... So he was disgusted, I think, by what it was, as opposed to the word itself is nice. It's lovely. Smegma. Excuse me, dear. Would there be smegma tonight?